Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Isaiah chapter 10, verse 4. For all this, his anger has not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. It's interesting. You look back in chapter 9 and then here into chapter 10, four different times we see this refrain. We see the sinfulness of God's people. We see their unwillingness to turn from sin, their lack of repentance, which leads to this refrain over and over and over again. In all of this, God's anger has not turned away, and still his hand is stretched out. What's remarkable is that the people of God at this point around them are experiencing all kinds of devastation and collapse socially. They're seeing the effects of sin, and yet they still don't turn from it. And as a result of their not turning away from sin, God's anger is not turned away from them, and his hand of judgment remains stretched out over them. The clear reality behind this text is the people need to repent. They need to turn back to God. But they're not doing it. They're not repenting. And I just think about my own life. I think about times when I have been slow to repent, or when I have continued in sin time and time and time again, and in particular sin, and just not turn from it. It's like I've been living in the effects of sin, and yet I continue in it. What foolishness. And yet I'm prone to this foolishness, and I'm guessing you are too. And so I just want to encourage us based on this text to run from sin, to turn away from sin in our lives, from sin that we become casual with, from sin that we become comfortable with and almost kind of excuse because of this reason or that reason. No, God help us. Let's pray. God help us to turn away from sin. God help us to repent. God, would you show us today, show me today, show each of us today any, every area of our life where there is need for repentance. We don't want your anger or the effects of sin to continue upon us. We don't want your hand of judgment and the consequences of sin to remain stretched out over us. God, we want to be free from sin, from its effects, from its deadly, disastrous consequences. So help us to turn from sin. We praise you for your grace that allows us to repent of sin. So help us to take full advantage of this grace. Help us to repent today, to turn from sin. And as we do, God, would you grant your grace? Would you show your grace to us, not only in forgiving us of our sins, but in keeping us from going back to these sins. Please, oh God, help us to live lives of repentance. In Jesus' name we pray and plead. Amen.